This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire officials gathered at the newly opened Downtown Transfer Center on Wednesday to celebrate Transit Equity Day. Transit Equity Day is held on February 4th to honor the birthday of Rosa Parks, whose refusal to give up her seat on a bus to a white passenger in 1955 sparked the over year-long Montgomery bus boycott, a crucial moment in the civil rights movement. Phil Swanhorst is the Eau Claire Transit Commission chairperson and a former Eau Claire bus driver, and shared his thoughts on the history of Transit Equity Day in Eau Claire.
And this is the 10th year since I attended a conference in Washington, D.C. to create February 4th. Why February 4th? We wanted an activist that believed in equity in transportation, and who better than Rosa Parks, and her birthday is February 4th. So 10 years ago, we created that, and by we, it was unions, it was management, it was Ireland, it was South Africa, it was European countries.
In its proclamation declaring February 4th as Transit Equity Day, the Eau Claire City Council highlighted the importance of public transit as an essential service for residents to access things like healthcare and employment, as well as its importance in addressing climate change. Swanhorst also shared his thoughts on what future progress could look like for public transit in Eau Claire.
Continued applicable ADA compliance. Believe it or not, we build our buses, our transfer center. Our accommodations are very ADA compliant. When we drop off at some schools, some healthcare facilities, some older churches, they are not ADA compatible. So the future would be to have our community be ADA.
To honor Transit Equity Day, a local nonprofit, Jonah, covered all bus fares on Wednesday so residents could ride for free. Each bus also had a rose in the front seat to honor Rosa Parks. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced over $5 million in federal funding for projects across western Wisconsin. According to a press release on Tuesday, the bipartisan government funding bill passed this week includes funding to expand access to affordable health care, connect residents with job training programs and employment opportunities, and create more affordable housing. Healthcare access and affordable housing have been especially difficult issues to address in western Wisconsin. A number of municipalities, ranging from the city of Eau Claire to St. Croix County, identified building more housing units as one of the most significant long-term needs facing their communities. Five organizations will receive direct funding through the legislation, including the University of Wisconsin-Stout to expand support for entrepreneurs, Gunderson La Crosse Medical Center to renovate a facility providing addiction services, the Pablo Center in Eau Claire for STEAM education, the Family and Children's Center of Wisconsin for a new mental health diagnostic center, and the Vernon Memorial Healthcare Foundation for a new clinic. After weeks of being offline due to funding issues, Wisconsin Eye officially started live streaming events at the state capitol again this week. Wisconsin Eye temporarily shut down in December after officials said they needed to raise $250,000 to resume operations for the first 3 months of 2026 and $1 million for the full year. State lawmakers have been working to address the funding issues at the nonprofit, with legislation pending that would provide Wisconsin Eye with some state funding in addition to its own fundraising efforts. The legislation would use $10 million from the state budget to establish a trust fund and build a permanent endowment for Wisconsin Eye. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says the bill does not have an exact matching contribution requirement for the nonprofit, but it would be responsible for raising a few hundred thousand dollars each year to support the streaming service. In addition to resuming live streams this week, Wisconsin Eye also brought its extensive video archive covering years of state politics back online. The city of Eau Claire is seeking more poll workers with the spring election about 2 months away. Officials from the city clerk's office say they need around 500 to 600 poll workers for each election across the city's 20 voting sites. Residents interested in serving as a poll worker for the April 7th election can find more information on the city's election website and submit their application. If approved, candidates will also need to attend a training session. Poll workers will receive pay at $8.25 an hour for both the election and training sessions. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is sharing tips on protecting yourself from carbon monoxide poisoning after two people were hospitalized in Pleasant Valley. Everyone should have working carbon monoxide detectors on every level of their home and replace the batteries twice a year. If you park your car in a garage, you should always turn the engine off inside to prevent carbon monoxide from building to an unsafe level. Residents should also avoid using generators and gasoline or propane heaters inside and have their furnace or wood-burning stove inspected every year. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is conducting a traffic study along the Highway 53 corridor between Eau Claire and Chippewa County. According to a Leader Telegram report, DOT officials say crash rates along the corridor are significantly higher than the statewide average for similar roads. They're hoping to identify the biggest safety and operational concerns on that stretch of highway and determine what alternative options are available to improve driver safety. DOT officials say these studies typically take around 3 years to complete. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is also warning residents about a persistent scam that's popping up again. Scammers are impersonating tolling agencies, sending fake emails to potential victims claiming that they have overdue toll fees. If their victim clicks on the link provided in the email, it redirects them to a website that is designed to look like a real toll payment portal. DOT officials are reminding residents that Wisconsin does not have any toll roads, and if they're unsure if a payment request is legitimate, they should contact the toll agency directly. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A three-judge panel has thrown out a challenge to Wisconsin's congressional map, a ruling that keeps the current district lines in place for now. The judges from Dane, Outagamie, and Milwaukee counties said they don't have the authority to weigh in without direction from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The lawsuit, filed by 11 state residents, claimed the map was the result of illegal partisan gerrymandering. Republicans are calling the decision a big win, while the case could still head to appeal. Governor Tony Evers yesterday blocked several Republican-backed bills focused on transgender and gender nonconforming kids. Evers says the measures would endanger youth and fuel discrimination, while supporters argue they're needed to protect fairness in sports and give parents a stronger voice. The vetoes came on International Transgender Day of Visibility. Lawmakers could try to override the vetoes, though that's unlikely with current numbers in the legislature. And it's an all-Wisconsin championship to be named the strongest town in America. The competition by the foundation Strong Towns started with 16 locations and is now down to the final two, with Madison taking on West Allis. The foundation says the 2026 contest is about progress, not perfection, adding these towns embody that spirit. Voting for the championship round will be available through this Friday. Sheboygan also made it to the final four, but was eliminated by Madison. Some past winners of the Strongest Town contest include Watertown, South Dakota, Jasper, Indiana, Brattleboro, Vermont, and Marion, Ohio from 2025. Get details online about voting. StrongestTown.com. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Rays.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers battled back to beat the Rays 6-2. Home runs from Jake Bowers, Gary Sanchez, right-hander Brandon Woodruff gave up two runs, but struck out six in five innings of work to get the win, featuring his fastball.
If I was going to use bullets, I didn't want to use them in the minor leagues. I was recovering. You know, I'd kind of mentioned that before, and I wanted to be here with the guys. It's a good feeling breaking camp and just being with everybody, and It was just a good feeling for me, and I really wanted to do that. And, you know, I, with the pitch count I was at, if I couldn't get through five innings, then that's on me.
The series wrapping up today. NBA, the Bucks beat the Dallas Mavericks at five serve form, 123-99, snapping a four-game losing streak. Doc Rivers says his guys haven't given up.
Season hasn't gone the way we wanted to, but you keep working on chemistry and building together. That leads to the following year.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We'll see a little sunshine this morning with clouds increasing and rain developing by late this afternoon. Our high today, 45. Tonight, rain, sleet, and snow. Less than an inch of accumulation, but definitely enough to make things a slushy mess by tomorrow morning. Our low near 30. Tomorrow, rain likely with highs in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.